Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is WWJ All Local. I'm Rob Mason. A trade trip to Israel on the schedule for Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer this week. She's expected to visit Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, and Bethlehem and discuss cybersecurity and mobility, startups, and water safety after being invited to the country by the Israeli government. Ford going Hollywood and high tech as it unveils the first of a series of electric vehicles. Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert in Los Angeles for the big reveal.
Ford's big event here in Los Angeles to unveil its Mustang Mach-E electric crossover will be held a stone's throw from SpaceX headquarters, where Tesla's done many of its reveals. Ford also bringing in a big Hollywood name, actor Idris Elba, who's expected to be a spokesman for the vehicle. Tonight's reveal, starting at 9 p.m., will be broadcast throughout social media and in a move that's become very successful for Tesla. Right after the vehicle is unveiled, people can plunk down a $500 refundable deposit. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Gilbert, WWJ News Radio 950.
And we are also getting word that the Detroit Youth Choir will play a special role at the event as well. Discussing the state of Detroit, this week's edition of Michigan Matters features questions about the city's biggest challenges.
The biggest problem is called depopulation. And we're just moving the deck chairs around right now on the Titanic, okay? So you move a bunch of people from here to here, and people from here to here. You know, we have 700,000 or 600,000 people living in Detroit. Right. There were almost 2 million people there.
Detroit entrepreneur and NHL team owner Peter Karmanos Jr. suggesting the city recruit more immigrants and create programs allowing them to homestead in Detroit, thus building the city's tax base. Michigan Matters airs every Sunday morning at 11:30 on CBS 62. Does the cold weather have an immediate impact on the real estate industry? WWJ's Tom Jordan speaks with an industry expert.
Winter on the way. Is anyone buying or selling homes in Metro Detroit?
The properties are staying on the market just a little bit longer. You know, when I talk about the days on market increasing, we're talking one or two days.
That's Karen Cage with RealComp, a multiple listing service. Overall, it was a pretty strong year for the real estate industry.
It's been a good year to sell. It's been a good year to buy. It's been a little tough for you to maybe find what you're looking for.
How about next year? You still remain somewhat optimistic.
I do. Base it on history and history showing us throughout this year that it's been a really, really good year.
Tom Jordan, WWJ, News Radio 950.
More consumers want products delivered to their homes. Our business editor, Murray Feldman, says banking is now on the way to your door.
You can get packages delivered to your door, food delivered to your door, and now even a loan officer. The Michigan Legacy Credit Union is planning to make house calls. They say 9 out of 10 transactions are now made online, but sometimes clients would just like some face-to-face contact. So they'll send a representative to your home or business for mortgages, car loans, credit card transactions. Traditionally, mostly private bankers provided this kind of personal service to high-net-worth clients. But now, the Michigan Legacy Credit Union is providing one-on-one attention to its members in the 5-county metro area. For those who still want to come into a branch, they say you can even bring your pet. To launch that program, they're making a donation to Friends for Animals of Metro Detroit. Murray Feldman, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Firearms deer season now well underway in Michigan. State Representative Tristan Cole, who has worked as a hunting and fishing guide in northern Michigan, says hunters remain the state's chief conservationists.
We fund wildlife. We fund wildlife management. We fund wetland restoration through multiple areas, both personally and individually, but also through the groups that we're actively a part of.
When you break down the numbers, over 500,000 hunters pursued deer in Michigan during the 2018 hunting seasons, providing critical license revenue for wildlife conservation efforts. And with firearm deer season open, some of those deer will go to help those in need in Michigan. Michigan Sportsmen Against Hunger Executive Director Dean Hall says they donate venison to homeless shelters and food pantries throughout the state.
A lot of us are deer hunting, but we're also throughout the year, as well as during deer season, working with processors and hunters and farmers that have crop damage permits to have deer donated to our processors to be processed into ground burger to feed the hungry in our Michigan communities.
Hall says they donated 52,000 pounds of ground venison last year and hope to donate 58,000 pounds this year. He says the need has only grown since this program began back in 1991. For the latest news, plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune in to AM 950, favorite WWJ on radio.com, or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950. I'm Rob Mason.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.